78 kids with coaches and parents in tow gather in a 10,000 square foot room filled with large, intimidating machines for the region's second annual LEGO League tournament, bringing with them presentations, homemade board games, and little gray wheeled robots about the size of a remote control car. All of these represent hours of work and collaboration and hope for a chance at the state tournament. An educational program linked to LEGO hosts the event designed to engage kids in the STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But this doesn't sound like your average science bowl, math-a-thon, or academic team meet. A DJ is blasting music as kids dance and cheer as their teams command robots to navigate an obstacle course on a table. WKCTC's Challenger Learning Center director, Melissa Duncan, helped organize the competition.
It's supposed to be a party atmosphere. If you were at a football game, you would have music, you would have dancing, you would have a cheerleader, things like that. That's Super Bowl of the mind. We strive to make it fun and exciting for the kids.
Seventh graders Isaac and Riley are teammates on St. Mary's Circuit Breakers. They say their favorite part of the tournament is working as a team and building the $600 robot. But the competition has another component. This year, kids were set the mission to find an innovative way to help someone learn. So the Circuit Breakers designed a board game that teaches players about plants.
Our idea was gamification.
I think using games to learn would be a good idea because people just don't like using paper and pencil all the time now. They want to use technology to, like, exercise their brain, I guess you would say.
Their coach, Jeff C., is an engineering professor at University of Kentucky's College of Engineering Extension in Paducah. He also played with Legos as a kid, and he says the new technology his team has to master could be equated to science fiction when he was a child. With a higher level of complication, C says his team has grown most in their ability to work together.
One person just can't do it all, and so they really have to rely on each other. That's an important skill, but it's one that they're not really used to, and so seeing them struggle through the process of how to work together as a team and how to work with each other has been interesting.
As much as the program focuses on STEM, it places just as much emphasis on having a fun and friendly competition. The LEGO tournament uses a trademark term, cooperation, to describe the competitive yet collaborative atmosphere, as Duncan explains.
You want to be highly competitive and you want to be proud of your team, but you also want to be kind and cooperative with the other teams.
And that cooperation between teams couldn't be any more evident as they tackle tasks with their robots in a space called The Pit. Despite the ominous-sounding name, opposing teams observe and give each other suggestions for how to improve their robot design and strategy.
Did you add 5 degrees?
Maybe
yeah.
You should decrease it 5 degrees.
Yeah!
It did it!
Melissa Duncan.
Last year, a team, I believe, dropped their robot. And a part broke or something fell and they couldn't find it. And another team stepped up and gave them that part so they could compete immediately and not forfeit their time spot.
According to LEGO, these tournament participants will be more likely to attend college, twice as likely to major in science or engineering, and 3 times as likely to major in specifically engineering. Of the 10 teams at this year's event, Spark Robotics of the Murray Calloway County Homeschoolers was named the champion, while the Girl Scout team Girls LOL placed 2nd. Both will advance to the state competition at Northern Kentucky University in February. For WKMS News, I'm Allison Crawford.
We need this narrow. Go for the pole!